Hallelujah. The name is Christ. Let's not sing hymns and just go straight to a topic.
哈利路亚，奉主的圣名，我们就先不唱诗，直接就进入我们的讲习会。
Let's talk about overcoming loneliness, my loneliness.
我们要讨论是怎么样来胜过孤独。
So because this morning we tried to focus more on IE students, right? IE students.
那今天早上呢，我们比较专注的对象是宗教教育的学生。
We know quite often the young brothers and sisters feel very lonely.
很多时候我们会觉得是这些年轻的这些信徒呢，感觉到很孤独的。
How many of you feel that you like to be alone? Raise your hand. How many of you like to be alone?
有没有觉得自己喜欢就是自己独处？
Depends.
有的时候是看你跟谁在一起。
So quite often, actually, naturally, everyone needs time alone. I need time alone.
那其实很自然的呢，每个人都希望有自己能够独处的时间。
But what are the differences between loneliness and being alone?
那孤独呢，跟独处呢，有什么样的不一样？
What do you think?
Yeah.
Big difference.
有很大的不同。 那我是一个。 当我年小孩子很小的时候呢，我是一个很孤独的人，都没有人跟我玩。我看到我对街呢，他们有他们的家庭，很多人跟他们玩，我很想就去参与他们。
No, I see you are exactly like for kids, for young kids, it's very devastating when they're by themselves.
那对于年轻的孩童而言，对他们来讲，如果是孤独的话呢，对他们是有很大的影响。
For example, last week, my nephew and I and my niece, we went outside cleaning the leaves.
举个例子来说呢，我跟我的侄子还有侄女呢，上个礼拜呢就到外面去清这个落叶。And
then there's a group of boys playing football across the street.
那有一群男孩呢在对街呢在打美式足球。But
my nephew, he's a very shy kid.
那我的侄子呢，他其实是一个很害羞的小孩。And
really, you can see in his face, he really want to go play football with them. He really want to.
看到从他的眼神，看到他真的很想去跟对街的小孩打球。But
he's so shy to ask them.
但是他呢是十分的这个内向的，所以他就没有去。
He's helping his uncle to clean the leaves.
当然他也在帮助我，然后清这个落叶。But
you see, when he's cleaning the leaves, he's like this.
然后我看到他在清叶子的时候呢，是眼睛都没有注意。
Because he feels so much sorrow, right? Because why? Because he feels such a loner. He feels so alone, right?
因为他很悲伤，他觉得很孤独。All
the other kids across the street, because he knows them too, but not as well as all the other kids know each other.
那他认识这些小孩，但是没有他，但是没有像他们之中这么的亲近。You
can see his face is so sad.
我们可以看到他的眼神呢。 从他的脸上看到他是很悲伤的。And
then my wife came out.
然后我的妻子出来。
She looked at my nephew.
传道娘就看到这个我的侄子。And
of course she saw the way he was.
然后他就看到了他的，就感受到他的心里的感受。
And she asked him, "Do you want to go play football with them?"
他就问说，你要不要跟他们打球？And
he's like. Sad, right?
看起来是很悲伤。And
then my wife say, "Go play with them."
那我的传道娘就说：“你去跟他们打球啊。”And
then he didn't say anything.
他什么都没有说。Then
my wife yelled out to the boys, "Hey, can my nephew play football with you guys?"
那所以传道娘就对跟对面的小孩说：“我的侄子可不可以跟你们一起打球？”And
the kids are very happy. Yeah, sure.
那他们就很高兴说：“当然可以啊。”Then
my nephew's face lit up.
然后他的脸呢就很开心。It
seemed like he hit the mega bucks or something.
就好像他中了乐透一样。And
then he ran across the street.
他就跑到对街去。He's
all playing, he's so happy.
然后就跟他们一起玩，就很开心。But
quite often, that's why sometimes my wife and I are like, "Oh, we should adopt another kid, because you know this kid feels very lonely." Right?
那有的时候，传道娘就跟我讲说，我们是不是应该再领养另外小孩，因为。 我的侄子有的时候是很孤独的。So,
but that's why now we have him in an after-school program from 3 to 5:30.
那现在我们就让他在学校呢，在学校后呢，从三点待到五点半。And
he does his homework there, and then he plays all the other kids there and stuff like that, so he can have, you know, so he don't feel alone. Right?
那他在那里呢，可以做功课，然后可以跟其他的孩童玩，这样子他就不会感到寂寞。But
what is the difference between being alone and feeling alone, or be, you know, and feeling loneliness? What's the difference?
在做独处跟 你感觉到孤独呢之间的差异在哪里？
Yes. One that you want and the other one.
独处是你想要的事情，但是孤独不是你想要的事情。
What's the second one? I cannot hear you. Yeah. Yes.Oh, okay.
那独处是你想要自己的一个情况，然后孤独是你不想要的。
And that's no, it's true, right? Because you know, being alone, sometimes we want to be alone, but being loneliness, actually, we don't want, but we feel, right? We feel it.
那其实呢，独处有的时候是我们自己想要的，那孤独的话呢，是我们的一种感受，是我们不想要的一种感受。那当你在孤独的时候呢，好像没有人看重你，或者没有人关心你。
So loneliness is more of emotional feeling.
那所以孤独呢是一种心理的感受。
So you can be with 1,000 people, but you still feel alone.
是一种情绪，你可能跟1000个人在一起，但是你还是觉得是孤独的。
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
那如果是孤独的呢，就是是一种情感上的。那独处的时候呢，是就是四周面没有其他的人。
Of course, when we are alone, can that lead to loneliness?
那当我们独处的时候呢，是不是我们会变成孤独呢？
Yes, yes. Yes, not necessary, but it can lead to loneliness.
不是必定会发生的，但是是有可能会发生的。
Because if you physically nobody deal with you for a long time, right, and then emotionally nobody's there before you, right? It's like that, so it will lead to loneliness.
很多时候，因为实质上没有人在你的身边，那之后呢，你会感到心里的孤独。
But short term is not necessary.
那但是在短期呢，并不是一定会发生的。
When we talk about being alone, this means we don't talk to anyone, we don't do anything with anyone. So that's being alone.
我们自己的话就是讲说，独处的时候呢，是自己的，没有跟其他人在一起，没有跟人互动。
But quite often being alone can make you crazy too.
但有的时候呢，你在独处的时候呢。会让你感到有压力，会疯掉。
Because God, you know, created us as social being.
那神创造了我们是社会的一个分子。
If a person grew up alone and they are alone for a long time, their character is very strange.
那如果一个人他都是一直独处，他是很孤独的呢，他的个性呢就会变得很奇特。
And that's why they feel one of the side effects for homeschooling, right? Is the kids they don't know how to interact with any other people when they grow up, right? Because You know, especially when they are alone, only with their siblings, things like that.
那有一个呢，在家里学习的这个副作用呢，就是说他们不知道怎么样跟人这些学生呢，不知道怎么以后跟人家相处。
So let's go this a little bit.
那我们现在来看一下。
We have to have victory over loneliness, but how?
我们要胜过孤独，但是要怎么来做呢
？And when we work with the young brothers and sisters, when they say that they are bored.Right, they are not happy. Actually, quite often because they feel alone.
那我们看到年轻的同龄人，他们来觉得说他们很无聊，然后没有事可以做的时候，其实他们也是感到孤独。
This Hawaiian sky is really nice, right?
那这是夏威夷的天空，看起来是很美好的，对不对？
Sometimes when you are alone and you have this kind of environment, it's good. It's a good thing.
那如果你是孤独的时候，独处的时候，如果是像这样的环境的话，是很好的。
Understand loneliness.
我们要来了解孤独。
Loneliness is not the same as solitude.
孤独呢，跟在你自己独处是不一样的。
So solitude is a choice that you want to be alone.
你要独处的时候呢，是你自己的一个选择，你想要。
And everyone, it doesn't matter who we are, we need some time alone.
那不管我们是谁呢，我们必须要我们自己的一个时间。
那 for me, I love people.
那我实在很喜欢跟人互动。
But even that is the case, but sometimes I also love to be alone.
那有的时候呢，我也很喜欢自己独处。
You know the reason why I be able to drive 4.5 hours, 5 hours, right at a time, I just go straight because actually I feel very content by myself in the car.
那有的时候我开车四个半小时、五个小时，是我自己开车的时候呢。其实那时候我感到一种
很满足。Even though quite often I make a lot of phone calls, right?
那有的时候我们会可以在打电话。
I call, you know, brothers and sisters. I call members who have not seen for a while. You know, when I drive, because that 4.5 hours try to make it as useful as possible.
我又利用这个时间呢，跟一些也许没有时常联络的同龄呢，电话联络呢，因为想要好好的运用这4.5个小时的时间。
But having time alone is very important. Why? To reflect upon our lives, to reflect upon ourselves, and we need that kind of time.
独处的时间很重要，就是让我们能够来反省我们的生活，反思我们在生活上的一些问题，所以这是很重要的。
Especially for us being passive, everywhere we go is always people. But at the same time, we also need time alone.
尤其我们是传道人，我们去的地方呢都有人在，但是我们也需要我们自己独处的时间。
And look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们可以想到我们的主耶稣基督。
Did he like to be alone?
他是不是喜欢有的时候是独处的
？What do you think?I see, yes, quite often the Bible says he was alone, right, up in the mountain, right, praying and meditating. Yes.
圣经记载说，有的时候呢，他是一个人在山上祷告，然后在那边。
But did he love to be with people?
但是他也喜欢跟人在一起吗？
He also loved to be with people.
他也喜欢跟人在一起。
But quite often, if you love to be with people and you're always with people, quite often you're not going to be like.You're not going to like being with people anymore. So that's why you need time alone so you can like being with people.
那有的时候你喜欢跟人在一起，但是跟如果时时都跟人在一起呢，也许你就不会失去了这种喜欢跟人在一起的意念。所以有的时候必须要独处。
And the same thing with couples.
那这个跟配偶之间也是一样。
So we need to give each other time alone.
我们应该给互相给一些让对方独处的时间。
The same thing with our children.
跟我们的孩童也是一样。
Even though my nephew every day he has his routine.
那虽然我的侄子每天呢都有他生活的一个行程。
So for example, he get up in the morning.
举个例子，他早上起
来。He brushes teeth.
刷牙。
He eats breakfast.
他吃早餐。
He pray.
他祷告。
We take him to school.
我们带他去学校。
After school.
在学校之后呢
？He go after school program.
让他去课后的这个课程。
He do his homework.
然后他在那里做功课。
He read his Bible.
他读圣经。
Then he come home.
他回到家。
And that's the time I tell him, "Oh, you can do whatever you want."
那时候我就跟他说，你这个时间是你可以做你想要做的事情。
But I ask him first, "Did you finish all your homework?"
但是我问他说，你做了你所有该做的事情了吗
？If you say no, then I'm sorry, you get finish your homework. Why? Because you have 2.5 hours. You cannot play through the whole 2.5 hours. You must also do your homework in that time.
我跟他说，你有两个半小时的时间，你必须先把功课做完，你才可以运用这两个半小时的时间。
So pretty much that he's he is the time until dinner time he has free.
所以在那个回到家到这个用晚餐的时间呢，是他可以自由运用的时间。
And quite often I don't even know what he does, so I know he's in his room doing something.
我有时候不知道他在做什么，但是他我们知道他在他的房间里做一些事情。
Sometimes I sneak up just looking what he's doing, right?
那有时候早上去观察他在做什么。
Sometimes he look in the mirror, he just dance by himself.
那有的时候他就是看着镜子在那里跳舞。
You know, and then he's, and that's all like moonwalk and stuff like by himself.
然后在那里
是，
很高兴的呢，在镜子前面呢，做舞蹈。
And sometimes he just sit there playing Legos like by himself.
那有的时候在那边玩乐高。
Actually, this is very important. Actually, part of your children's life. You need to give them time to be that, to develop their character.
那我们应该用这个时间呢，是可以。他们可以来成长他们特质的一个时段。
But quite often, I know by observing him, I know one thing he loves to do. He loves to read.
那有件事是他很喜爱的，就是他很爱读书。
Sometimes we go to a library and take 10 books out, and he read it within a couple of days, all 10 books.
有的时候他去图书馆借了十本书，几天呢就把书读完了。
So for me, when I see that, so I try to develop his strength, right? And because he's very lazy, but he loves to read.
那我们这个，我就想说，用这个来能够让他的这个强处能够增强，因为我知道他有的时候很懒惰，但是他很喜爱读书。
And then sometimes he asks me, "Uncle, can I read?"
那有时候他问我说，我可不可以读书
？I like listen. You don't need to ask me when you want to read something. You can just read all you want.
那他跟我就跟他说，你如果要读书的话呢，你不需要来问我，你就可以读任何你想要读的书。
And the same thing when you eat fruits, I say when you eat fruits, don't ask me. You just eat all the fruits you want.
如果你要吃水果的话呢，你不需要问我。你就吃你所要吃所有的水果。
So that's why quite often we can observe our children when they by themselves, because that is that natural environment, and that's the time that they feel comfortable in who they are, and they will show us who they are by just observing them.
那我们在可以观察小孩他在独处的时间，因为那时候是他们在一个很自然的状态呢，那我们就可以多的从这里来了解他们。
But quite often when we have two-way mirrors, when in a lot of clinics, maybe to deal with children.
那在我们在做心理咨商的时候呢，有的时候有一个两面都可以看到的这个玻璃。
So sometimes we just put the child that we've seen right in the room, right with different toys.
那有的时候我们就把一个需要咨商的小孩呢放在房间里面呢，给他们一些玩具。
And you can tell a lot about their character.
那就可以从观察之中呢，可以了解他们的特质。
So a boy who has been abused, sexually abused or physical abused, when he play with the toy.You can see he played very rough. Right?
那也如果这个孩童呢，以前是被侵犯过，性侵犯呢，或者是肢体的侵犯呢，他们玩玩具的时候的动作呢，就是非常的粗鲁的。
I mean, the teddy bear is probably by the end of the time that there's no head left on the teddy bear.、Right?
那就是有一个玩具熊的话呢，有的时候这个熊的头呢就会被砍掉。
And if he played Lego and stuff like that, the Legos never comes.He never fulfilled, like building anything, right, with the Legos. Because his mind is not there and he cannot focus.
那他玩乐高的时候呢，他不能够做一个完整的一个乐高，因为他的心不在那里。
But a healthy child.
但是一个健康的孩子。
You can see his environment when you put him in a kind of environment. Everything is very neat, everything is in order, and he's very focused. Or she's very focused.
那我们也看到的，如果是一个健康的孩童呢，他玩具呢，他那时候做玩的时候都很专注。
The same thing. We allow our kids to be alone and observe them.
那让你的让你的小孩
toys and things like that, yeah.
让你的小孩呢有自我的时间呢，然后来观察他们。
Because a lot of children they cannot express their feelings, but they can express their feelings toward their action, what they do.
那有的小孩呢，他不太会表达，但是从他们的行为之中呢，是一种表达的方式。
Like for me, I don't need to ask my nephew how he's doing. I just look at him walking out of the kids club.I know he have a bad day or not. It's just very simple.
那对我来说，我不用问说我的子他今天过得怎么样。我只要从他走出来的时候观察他呢，我就知道他今天过得怎么样。
Because kids are very transparent. They don't know how to hide like adults. So the adult we play with emotion much yeah, professional and expert playing with emotion. But kids know they cannot. Right? They're too young to do that.
因为孩童呢，他们不太会掩盖他们的情绪。大人的话呢，在情绪上面可以有比较多的控制。
No, when he comes, when he sees me, he's like, Uncle, how are you? Right? He's so excited. That means he has a great day in school.
然后他看到我说 Uncle, 我你今天好不好？那我就知道他今天学校过得很好。
And that day he probably had 20 stickers, you know, because the teacher gave him stickers for being good, right?
那在每一天呢，大概老师给他了20张贴纸。
But the day that he's dragging out, you know, come out, he's dragging his feet and stuff like that, and not even look at me, I know that he probably had some no stickers at all, right?
那如果他是拖着他的脚步，然后也没有怎么样看着我呢？大概他今天就没有赢了这个贴纸。
So allow our kids to be alone. It's good for them.
所以有的时候让一个小孩呢有独处的时间呢是一件好的事情。
But make sure we take care of their loneliness, right? Take care of loneliness.
但是我们要顾的是他们孤独的层面。
So solitude describes as a situation where one is alone by choice.
独处呢是一个人他自己选择要在这个环境之中。
And to reflect, meditate, or simply enjoy solitary activities such as writing, drawing, reading, etc.
那有的时候他反思冥想，或者只是想要有这个独处的时间呢，可以做一些像写作、画图，还有读书的事情。
Actually, a lot of kids who spend a lot of time by themselves.
很多小孩花时间是自己在独处的。
I mean, within themselves, I mean, if they're, we're not talking about loneliness, talking about being alone. Actually, sometimes they can develop.And be assured of their character much more.
那有的时候，因为他们独处的关系呢，所以他们能够建立他们自己的特质。
Next one. Yeah, everyone needs some solitude from time to time.
每个人需要一些能够自我独处的时间。
So now let's loneliness.
孤独。
Loneliness is a feeling of dissatisfaction with the quality and quantity of one's relationship with other people. It can be broken down into two types.
孤独呢是一种感受，是一种不满的感受，是有关于跟人的人际关系上，或者是跟多人关系上的一种不足。
Of course, this is the definition of loneliness.
那当然这是孤独的定义。
But when we talk about biblical counseling,
但是我们讲到说圣经里面的辅导。
There's, you know, every one of us, if we are close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果我们每一个人呢跟耶稣的距离很近的话呢
？And that also can substitute our loneliness with other relationships.
那这个也可以替代呢，在其他关系中所得到的孤独。
What do you think the two types of loneliness?
我们可以想象这两种不一样的孤独是怎么样呢
？What do you guys think?
是哪两种？
Okay. Two types of loneliness. Social loneliness.
是在社会上的孤独。
It's when a person goes to college or take a job in a new town or isolated from friends and family.
是一个人呢，也许去了大学或者到一个新的城市工作呢，他就跟他的家庭、跟他原来的朋友是隔离的。
Especially for young people.
尤其是对一些年轻的人。
Young people, they die when they have this kind of feeling. They move to a new school.To a new place, quite often they become depressed.
那有一些年轻的人呢，他们到了一个新的学校，或者到了一个新的环境呢，有的时候就会得忧郁症。
And the reason they become depressed because they feel this kind of social loneliness because they make new friends, like go to a new school. It's very traumatic for them.
因为这是他们在社会上呢会有一些孤独，他们需要交新的朋友，要适应一个新的环境。
Usually, of course, for the DSM-4, right, the psychology disorder, we don't call it.No, it's loneliness is disorder, but rather adjustment disorder. Adjustment disorder.
那在这个心理学上呢，我们不说孤独是一种不，就是我们称为它是一种适应环境的一种不适应。
So in other words, adjustment disorders mean they cannot adjust to the environment. They cannot adjust to the new situation. So that is adjustment disorder.
他们不能够因为环境的改变呢，他们很难的适应，所以这是一种不正常的行为。
Do you know any small children that have this kind of problem? They cannot adjust very easily to different environment.
我们有这种小孩是有没有遇到过这种小孩呢？他很不容易适应环境。
Yeah, you know some.Actually, there's one sister.
有一位姐妹。
When her parents moved to a new location,
他们的父母亲呢，
到了一个新的地方。She didn't go out of the house for 6 months.
她有六个月呢，没有离开她的房子。
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
那其实是很难相信的。
She was so frightened.
但是她是很害怕的。
And the parents never knew this.
那她的父母亲都不了解，不知道。
When they moved, they just feel like, "Let's move."
他们想说，我们要搬家了，我们就搬家吧。
But when she moved, she left all the friends, familiar environment, stuff like that. So she becomes so traumatized by the whole situation. She becomes so fearful to the point she doesn't get out of the house.
但是因为这个搬离的关系呢，她就感到很惧怕呢，她六个月不敢离开家。
Emotional loneliness.
还有一种是情感上的孤独。
When we feel that we have no one to talk to, no one who understands our deepest concern and needs.
那就是我们会感觉到呢，我们没有人可以跟我们对话，没有人能够了解我们最深层的一种感受。
So which one is more common?
在哪一种是比较普遍的？
Yeah, emotional, right?
其实是这个情感上的。
Because emotional loneliness, even though you and I sitting here, right, but If we feel that no one really cares for us, no one loves us, no one pays attention to us, and then we can still feel alone.
那就像这情绪上呢，就算你我都坐在这里，但是如果你有这种感受，说没有人在乎我，没有人看重我们的话呢，我们还是会有这样子孤独的感受。
But being a pastor, all the pastors realize this one common theme. Actually, a lot of pastors we like to be alone.
那我还想说，很多的传道人呢，他们想要是能有时间自己独处的。
Actually, if we don't like to be alone, and then we'd be very difficult as a pastor.
那如果我们不是希望独处的话，那对我们来做这个当传道人的工作呢，是很困难的。
Especially, I remember one time that Pastor TJ was sharing with me.
那有一次我记得呢 ，Pastor TJ 呢跟我分享，
传道跟我分享。And he went to Pacifica Church. If you guys go to Pacifica Church, you know, right? It's very dreary, it's very cold, and nobody's there. Nobody's there.
那如果我们去这个太平洋教会呢，我们知道那里是很冷。然后那里也没什么人。
At first, he was very excited, like, "Oh, I get to relax, right? This and that."
那他那时候想说，我可以稍微放松一下。
And see, after a couple of months, he started talking to himself.
那在过了一两个月之后呢，他就自己跟自己说话。
Because the members only come on Wednesday night, right? Friday night, and Saturday, and then the rest of the week, it just by himself.
那信徒呢是礼拜三晚上聚会，礼拜五晚上聚会，还有周六的聚会。 那其他时间他都是自己一个人。
But I was there for like 7 years, and I know exactly what he's talking about.
那我当然我在那里注目了七年，我知道他所讲的是什么。
So really, sometimes you open the door and there's food there, but nobody's there, but someone left you food, your lunch, your dinner, right? And you're like in jail. That's what it is, you know.
有的时候你开了门呢。 有信徒帮你准备的食物，中餐或晚餐，但是没有看到人，就好像是监狱送饭一样。
Because you know, in Pacifica, it's not only that you're physically alone, but the weather makes you feel so alone.
那太平洋不只是人的关系，而且他那里呢，感觉到因为气候的关系呢，觉得好像是很孤独的。
You can go through the whole month without seeing the sun.
你可以一个月呢看不到太阳。
But if you drive 5 minutes out, and then the sun is out, right? But in that area, because it's a valley, and you know, I don't know what it is, but there's no sun.
那在你开车五分钟以后呢，就会有看到阳光，但是因为它是在一个山谷中，但是在那个当地呢，其实就是看不到太阳。
And he thought he was going crazy.
那他想说他真的要发疯了。
So that's why he need to, you know, to come out of there and just, you know. And socialize with people and talk to people and stuff more.
那他就需要走出来，然后跟其他的人来做互动。
The same thing, you know, everyone feel like, oh, every minister love to go to Hawaii.
很多人说我们所有的传道人都喜欢去夏威夷，但是这并不是真的。
I show you before, right? Because Pastor TJ, when he went there, right? It's like, because he told me, yeah, send me to Hawaii. Like, all right, okay, I'll send you to Hawaii.
正传道就说，那让我去访问夏威夷教会，让我去访问夏威夷教会。说好，那我就让你去访问夏威夷教会。So
the first day he was there, he was very excited.
那第一天他到了夏威夷呢，他就很兴奋。So
he walked to the beach.
他就走到这个沙滩上。
It's like, oh, it's so relaxing, right?
那他说这个实在是让我放松。
Then the next day,
第二天,
same thing, he went to the beach.
他又走到海滩去。
And this time it's not as exciting.
那第二天呢，就不是让他那么兴奋。
The third day he's like, I don't want to go to the beach anymore.
第三天他说我不想要到海滩去了。
He had 27 days more to go.
他还有27天要在夏威夷。<laughs> So
this last time he told me, oh, don't send anymore.
上次我看到他的时候说，我不要送，不要帮我去夏威夷。
Yes, we have services every night.
那我们每天都有聚会。
But no, the weekday, what are you going to do?
但是在周间你做什么呢?
You cannot just read there, stay there and read and pray all day. You cannot.
你不能够只是读经和祷告，这是不可能的。
Because members are working.
其他的信徒呢都在工作。
And everybody is also busy.
那很多人都很忙碌。
And you have no family there, you're by yourself.
那时候家庭也不在那里，就是你自己一个人。
Really, for me, when I went there, I mean, sometimes like, if my flight is on a Monday, for example,
那假设我的去夏威夷的班机是在星期一,
I would pay like an extra $150 myself to come home on a Sunday.
那我情愿多花150块，我自己出钱呢，让我能够早一天回到家。
But you get to the point, you just feel like, wow, because, you know, even though the place is very beautiful, isn't it? But when you feel alone, right? When you feel a kind of loneliness, actually, it's very difficult.
虽然那里的风景是很好，但是当你心里有孤独感觉的时候，你就是觉得很孤独。
And for me, thank God, after a couple of years, and I learn, learn how to, I go hiking, I go swimming, I go surfing, I play golf, right? So all these things to break my day, right? Now I'm fine.
那我现在可以来怎么面对。
But you know, for most ministers who go there, because our minister, we don't play sports anything, right?
因为我们大部分的传道呢，都体育都不擅长。
Really, most of them request, please send only 2.5 weeks the most.
那所以就说，最多到夏威夷呢，让我待2.5个星期。
And believe it or not, we have a difficult time finding minister to go to Hawaii. It is. Because as minister, we already feel alone already, right?
因为我们当传道人呢，已经感到孤独了。
So, but if physically we are alone, emotionally we are alone, and spiritually we are alone, then it's going to be very difficult.
那如果我们肉体上感到孤独，心里感到孤独，灵性上也感到孤独的话，那就是很困难的事情。
Any question, any thought on this?
那有没有什么问题？
Okay, let's go to the next. And add a comparison between loneliness and solitude.
那我们可以再比较孤独跟独处的不同。
With solitude enriches and energizes, loneliness distracts and debilitates.
那独处呢，能够让你能够在充电，然后能够有更得到更多的。那孤独呢，就是会让你受到影响。
So in other words, when we choose to be alone,
当我们自我决定要独处的时候
there's a time that we regroup physically, we regroup emotionally, mentally and spiritually, we regroup.
那我们是再度的充电，然后再度的在灵性上跟肉体上呢，能够再得到一些好处。
And then, but loneliness, it will, this detracts and also disability. This means actually make us weaker. Our energy, our emotion, everything is make us very weak.
那如果是孤独的话，那就是让我们能够变得更软弱。
So in other words, with solitude, you will receive inflow.
那在独处的时候呢，你其实是可以接受一些得到一些力量嘛。
But loneliness is all outflow. All the energy will go out from us.
但是如果是孤独的时候呢，你所有的能量呢都释放出去。
You agree with that?
You agree with that? 我们同意这一点吗？
Do you feel like that when you?
我们感觉到这样子吗？
So now that's why the younger brothers and sisters, why they're so young but they're always very tired.
那为什么年轻的弟兄姐妹他们为什么都感到很累呢？
And then they become very lazy.
然后就变得很懒惰。
They don't want to do this, they don't want to do that.
他们这个也不想做，那个也不想做。
Actually, this is part of being depressed and lonely.
那是因为他们有忧虑，然后他们是孤独的。
Solitude can build a desire to involve oneself with society.
那独处呢，可以让你再建立一个再有一个动力呢，去跟社会再合在一起。
So when a person choose to be alone, but then when they come back to society, actually they're very positive, right? Positive energy, and they want to be involved, they want to do this, do that.
在你独处之后呢，你其实当你回到社会的时候呢，会有些正面的力量。
But loneliness often robs one of any such motivation.
那孤独呢，有的时候会把自己的动机呢都给抹杀掉。
So this means people ask us, "You want to do this? You want to do that?" Yes, don't want to do it.
那有人问说你想不想做这个，想不想做那个？你就会说我什么都不想做。
Of course, loneliness will definitely lead to depression. It's definitely lead to depression.
那孤独呢，时常呢就会把人带到忧郁之中。
And being alone, being low in energy, being not motivated is a symptoms of depression.
那如果是说没有动机、没有动力的话呢，是忧郁症的一个征兆。
So that's why when we talk to our younger brothers and sisters.
所以当我们跟年轻的弟兄姐妹沟通的时候
，At their age, it should be very energetic.
在他们那个年纪呢，他们是应该很有动力的。
Look at the the little brothers and sisters when they're small, right? 4 or 5 years old, they are full energy.
然后大概4-5岁的弟兄姐妹呢，他们是很有力量的。
Because emotionally, they do not know how what it means to be alone. Right? Emotionally, they do not know.
因为在情感上，他们不知道什么样是孤独。
But the minute they become your age and stuff like that, then you do be able to rationalize, right?
那当他们年纪大一点，像 Sophia 这种年龄的时候呢，就开始会有一些理性的思考。
Then you learn how to feel your emotion.
然后你就会感受到一些情绪。
And all of a sudden you realize, oh man, I'm alone. Nobody cares for me. But for little kids, for them, they just, as long as someone's around, emotionally they don't care, right? They play what they need, they play, they run around, stuff like that. That's their joy.
那有的时候在大一点的时候呢，他就觉得孤独，没有人关心我。那在小孩呢是不会有这种情绪的。
I mean, for most little kids, like toddlers and stuff, just give them a toy or give them something simple, they have fun all day.
那如果就是给他们小孩呢，给他们一个玩具呢，他每天都会过得很快乐。
But for teenagers, you can give them the whole world. If they are sad, they are sad.
那如果是像十几岁的孩童呢，你给他整个世界呢，他们如果悲伤的话呢，还是悲伤。
Loneliness can provoke a vicious cycle of despair.
那如果孤独的话呢，就会有一个恶性的循环。
So in other words, that when we feel alone all the time, emotionally, physically, spiritually alone, and then what happens? We become so hopeless.
那如果我们孤独的话呢，我们就会影响我们的生活，我们会觉得我们是毫无盼望的。
But as Christian, we should not feel any of these things.
但是基督徒呢，不应该会感 感到孤独。
But once in a while, it's nothing wrong to feel alone.
但是有的时候你觉得是孤独的时候，也不是错的。
But if you become a chronic issue,
那如果变成一个慢性的一种感到
For example,
一直感到孤独。
Every human being,
每一个人
we somehow do have symptom of depression, for example.
那我们都会有一些这个忧郁症的征兆。
And we do have some kind of symptom of schizophrenia, right? Schizophrenia is all the different disorders that being diagnosed by professional. We all have it. We
那每一个这种征兆呢，我们每一个人都有可能有。
Why become a disorder and why it's not a disorder?
那为什么有的时候是诊断是不正常，有的时候是正常呢
？What determined that?
那是怎么样来决定的呢
？What do you think was determined that?
The therapy.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what. If it affects daily living, then become a disorder.
那如果是影响你每天的生活呢？那就是。一个病症。
Because when you become when you feel so lonely for so many years, and then you have no hope, then you don't want to do anything. That's become a disorder.
那在孤独呢，有很长的时间，你觉得你已经没有盼望了呢？那时候呢，就变成一种不正常。
But some people say, "Oh, I feel alone today."
那有人说我今天感觉到很孤独。
Let me call one of the brothers and sisters.
那我跟我们弟兄姐妹打个电话。
Right? That's very different, right?
那这是很不一样的情况。
That does not affect your daily living.
那这个并没有影响你平常的生活。
I mean the same thing with OCD, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder.
那这个跟那个强迫症。
Right? So when you think about this, all of us have some kind of routine that you and I do, right? That'sRight. Some people love to clean the toilet.
那有的人呢，他喜欢做的事情呢，就像是去清马桶。
No, for example, I mean, you know Dave Lowe, right? Dave Lowe.
我们知道 David Lowe 弟兄。
If you go to his house on his toilet, say, please sit down while you're using the toilet.
那我们去他家呢，他就说你用我们的马桶的时候，请你坐着使用。
You know why, right?
你知道为什么吗？
Because if anyone go to the toilet, he must clean it.
因为每个人只要用过他的马桶，他就一定要去清洁它。
Of course, for him in his mind, if someone standing for a guy standing up to go to the bathroom, this means all his whole bathroom's all dirty.
那他想说，一个人如果站着用浴室的话呢，那他的整个浴室都是脏的。
So of course, when people visit his house, you just feel like what kind of strange. You know, no guy sit down go to the bathroom at someone else's house, especially, right? It just.But that's what he wants.
那所有的弟兄们去他家都会觉得说，没有人是坐着用马桶的，但是他就是这个样子。
Of course, for him, he's on a borderline of OCD.
那在他呢，他其实他这种强迫症呢，其实是在边缘。
Completely affects his life.
但是并不是一直的影响他每天的生活。
But everything else is fine.
那其他的事情都还好。
The kitchen and stuff, for him, is not as bad.
那如果像厨房呢，跟其他的地方对他来说呢，都。没有像浴室呢这么看重。
But if every aspect of his life is like that, and then he had to be diagnosed with OCD, right?
那如果他在生活的每一个层面呢，都是像他专注在浴室上面呢，他就有可能会被诊断是强迫症。
Like for me too.
那对我来说也是一样。
Like when I'm at home.
当我在家的时候。
Everything has to be in order.
每个事情呢都必须是有他的。
Deacon Patrick, when you went to my house, right? Like everything is in order, right?
那 Deacon Patrick 到我家看我每件事情都是井井有条的。
Because I cannot do anything else if I'm home, my four recliner chairs have no nothing in it. Like it has to be empty. Has to be empty.
那如果说我们家的椅子上面呢，必须是空的。
And then the rug that I have in front here has just cannot be anything on it. I mean, somewhat even a little white thing, whatever. I vacuum it, right? That's what I do.
那我们前面的地毯呢，如果是上面有一些白色的东西呢，我一定要把它用吸尘器清一下。
But when I sleep here, it's fine. It's bugs crawling around stuff. I'm fine. I'm fine.
那当我睡在这里的时候呢，虽然有虫在那边爬来爬去，我也没有关系。
When I go to Africa, I don't take a shower for 5 days. I'm fine.
那如果我到非洲呢，我五天呢可以不洗澡呢，也没有关系。
So that's why only a certain kind of environment. Because when I'm home, it's a time I really want to be relaxed and just everything needs to be in order. And that's what I want, right?
因为我在家里呢，这是我唯一可以休息的时候呢。我希望什么事情呢，都是能够照我的方式来安排。
But there's no, I know one person. He's so clean that he doesn't allow anyone to eat in his car, including his wife.
那有一个人我认识他，他不让任何人在他的车子里面吃食物呢，包括他的妻子。
And he had a big dog.
他有个大的狗。
But he put inside a small cage.
然后把它放在一个很小的笼子里面。
Because he didn't want a dog to, you know, isn't that like, then he shouldn't have a dog. So actually that, he definitely has a kind of OCD. Yeah,
其实他有些强迫症, 因为他应该不适合养狗的。
So every time he go on a trip, his wife has to go with other people.
然后他每次他的妻子呢, 需要跟其他人一起, 去旅行。
Because when she's thirsty,
因为当他,
he can't open a bottle of water to drink.
因为当他口渴的时候呢，他不让他开这个水罐喝水。
They got divorced later.
然后最后呢，他们就离婚了。
They're not members, right?
他们不是教会信徒。
They just friends, our friends.
啊，就是我的朋友。
But he get to the point that actually he was going crazy because of this thing.
那因为这个缘故呢，他那时候已经不能控制了，所以他已经有一些精神上面的问题。
So every day, like he inspect the bedroom, make sure his wife do good like that. Like every day is like this.
他每天就检查他的卧房呢，看没。 想要看他的妻子有没有做应该做的事情。
Let's go back to loneliness.
那我们回到孤独。
How people react to loneliness?
那人是怎么样来面对孤独呢？
Active solitude. Active solitude.
是一种正面的这种独处。
Becoming involved in some activity that we enjoy and which enriches our lives.
那就是参加一些活动呢, 能够来, 在我们生活上能够, 让我们有进步。
So when we about to feel lonely, or we feel this deep loneliness inside our heart, we must try to do our best to be, you know, to have this active solitude. Yes, even though you are alone, but at the same time you must do something active with other people.
那有的时候虽然我们是孤独的，我们必须要一种正面的态度来做一些正面的事情。
Like becoming involved in some activity that we enjoy and which enriches our lives.
那做一些让我们能够生活上求进步的一些活动。
See, that's why it's good, like maybe later on after lunch, right? You guys playing basketball. You guys gonna play basketball today? It's a good thing. Especially for the youth. You see, a couple of weeks ago when we have the student speech convocation, when they played dodgeball out there, right? The youth, they were so joyful, right? How many adults will go out there and play dodgeball? We'd be so happy.
那有多少大人呢到外面会去打躲避球，然后他们就会很快乐。For
us, we are too old, right?
对我们来说，我们年纪已经太大了。
To be joyful with simple things, and that's a problem.
对于一些小事情呢，就让我们得到很多的满足，那这是我们的问题。My
nephew, when he's sad, right?
那到我的侄子当他悲伤的时候。
And I tell him, go have a square.
然后就跟他讲说，我们去。
You know the square chocolate, right? You have strawberry caramel, right?
拿那种方形的
chocolate. Yeah, I think from Costco, isn't it? I don't know where it's from, but my wife buys them. And I just tell him, go get the square. And he's all happy, go eat that little piece of chocolate, that's it.
那就吃一颗糖，他就很高兴了。
But for adults, when they feel sad, lonely, they can sit down and talk to them. It takes forever.
当大人如果悲伤的时候，你花很多的时间跟他们。
So work with our students, I try to have more activity for them, right? To do things, involve things, because physically they are grown, they are full of energy, so we use that to our benefit, right? Let them involve this kind of stuff.
所以宗教教育的学生呢，因为他们已经长大了，他们有力量呢，我们就来用一些活动呢，来带领他们。
If you're able to afford it, right? You know, I let them join soccer, you know, playing soccer, playing something like that, right? Maybe not football, because they're too young, they get... They hit too much in the head, it's not good, right?
那如果说他们想要参加一些运动活动的话呢，就让他们参加，如果可以负担的话，那当然每次足球的时候撞到头的话呢，会有些影响。
So I really want to put my nephew into karate and stuff like that, because exercise and stuff like that, right? But they cannot afford it.
让我的这个侄子呢，去参加跆拳道这种，因为我现在还不能负担。
And one time he had a coupon, he went there, he really enjoyed it.
那有的时候，那时候我们有个折价券，我们带他去，他真的是。
If I be able to do more, if I be able to afford, because I'll put him that kind of stuff. Because he, that's what they like kids, right? To be involved, activity and things like that.
那我们需要给我们的孩童参加一些这样子的活动。
Now, for example, of the SAC, all the classes.
那我们举个例子，在学生联欢会所有的课。
The class they enjoy the most is apologetics.
那对。
It's strange. They are little kids, but they like apologetics.
那他们想要是说全的味道学。
Because apologetics, we do role plays.
有的时候我们就做角色扮演。
So they come up here and they talk, they involve, are very active. So they really like that.
那他们到上面来呢，然后他们讲话呢，他们很有很多的参与感， 所以他们真的很喜欢。
That's why when we teach with them something, be more, you know, active, you know, and stuff like that.
那当我们在教导他们的时候呢，就做一些比较多的活动。
And also, you know, it's good to listen to music, reading, and exercise.
那我们可以和听音乐，然后阅读，还有运动。
Of course, it's music. If you are so lonely and don't listen to those, you know, lonely music, right?
那如果你真的很孤独的时候，不要听那些孤独的音乐。
You know, don't listen to like violin and stuff. You become more sad and more lonely.
不要听那些小提琴，因为你会觉得很悲伤，然后觉得更孤独。
Really, sometimes when I just feel like I'm really tired, I'm low in energy, and I just feel my mind is just like, you know, thinking too much.
有的时候我觉得很累的时候，有的觉得孤独的时候，或者我心里有太多的事情的时候。
And I have a very good surround sound system.
那我有个很好的音响设备。
I put on Michael Jackson.
我放到 Michael Jackson 的。
I just dance and jump up and down, right?
我就在那边跳，在那边跳舞。
And I'm all sweaty and stuff. I feel better. You just feel better after doing that.
我流汗，但是我感受很好。
So sometimes you do need to do crazy things like that when you feel like, you know, when you're in that kind of tunnel, right?
那有的时候你在一个隧道里面呢，你需要做一些疯狂的事情。
You know, do something that, you know, sometimes when I think too much, I'm driving, I just stick my head out of my car, I just yell.
那有的时候我就把我的开车太累的时候，我就把窗户打开，然后把头伸出去大吼大叫。
And sometimes I call my wife, I always play jokes on her, right? Because I try to do different voices all the time.
那时候我就打电话给我妻子，然后用其他的用一些不同的声音来跟他对话。
And she's like, "Oh, why are you being so stupid?" Right?
然后你为什么
laughing,
做这么愚笨的事情？然后我们就笑了。
Yeah, so you know things like that, you know, because don't fall into this kind of a trap that you know when we feel sad, lonely, then we just, you know, consume us, right? Then we don't want to do anything else.
那如果我们真的是很孤独的时候呢，要做一些事情呢，不要让孤独呢把我们的能量给吸走。
Yeah, and my wife, she has this habit that every morning, if she get up 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, she would jog in place, right? She would jog in place.
那他就我妻子
他
每他早上五点半六点起来呢，他就在
家里 and the whole house would shake, like,
然后就在同样的地方呢，在那边慢跑，整个房子呢都震动。
And she's doing for 5 minutes running so like that the whole house. 他
就跑五分钟的时间。
And at night time, sometimes 1 o'clock too, she's like she cannot sleep, and she get up and she does that kind of stuff.
晚上一点如果她睡不着，站起来也来在当原地跑步。
Even though she wakes me up, but I say, "Oh, it's good for you. You can do that, right?"
虽然我被她吵醒了，我说这个对你是有好处的，那你就去做。
So find some crazy thing that you do and snap out of it, right?
做一些比较疯狂的事情呢，然后让你不要继续的在孤独下去。
So the same thing when working with, you know, young brothers and sisters, they find something that they like to do, they want to do, you know.Hey, go run in the backyard for a couple minutes, you know.
跟年轻的弟兄姐妹也是要，也许到后院去跑几分钟。
Yeah, because sometimes you know my nephew, he's all tired and like, hey, let's go to the backyard and we do some pick up rocks and things like that, right?
有的时候我们到后院呢，就去捡一些石头，然后
And throw football around, things like that.
然后丢这个美式足球。
Sometimes I just go and grab him, wrestle with him.
有的时候我就跟他。就是在那边摔跤。那这他们就很开心，因为这个是很容易的事情。
This is the positive reaction to loneliness.
那这是一个正面的态度呢，去面对孤独。
Social action.
那在社会上的一些
Such as calling or visiting a friend, a relative, helping someone less fortunate.
那就是一个做一些社会化的活动，也许去访问一些朋友，或者去访问一些比你更不幸的人。
So that's why it's important when we feel down and out, just pick up a phone, call someone.
那如果我们真的感受到孤独的时候呢，就拿起电话打电话给一个人。
And when someone's in a bad mood and stuff, we should do the same thing. You know, just call and joke around.
那有的时候，如果他的心情不好的时候，就打电话去跟他开开玩笑。
I know one of the brothers. He's a medical assistant. He's in Hawaii. The brother.
我知道有一位弟兄，他在夏威夷，他是就是医疗的助手。
Because he's the one, you know, that week was a really bad week for him.
那有一个礼拜对他来说是一个很不好的一个礼拜。
And you guys, you know what lap chung is?Yeah, lap chung is the sausages, right? The sausage, the Chinese sausage, right?
Lap chung,
right? So we always, you know, when we do things together, when we do something stupid and stuff, we always say lap chung, like that, right?
有时候我们做一些愚笨的事情，我们就会说香肠。
So one time I called because he usually make a point for the doctors, right?
那有的时候他是因为帮这个医生做这个排班的。
So he picked up the phone, so I recognized his voice. Say, Yes, can I make an appointment, please?
那我就知道是他的声音，我说我可以约这个医生一个问诊的时间吗
？I do a weird voice, but I cannot do it now. But I do a weird voice.
我要一个比较奇怪的声音，我现在不想要。
And then it's like, what is your name?
他就说你的名字是什么
？I say my name is Chong, Lap Chong.
我说我的名字是肠，香肠。
When he heard that, he laughed so hard throughout the whole office, you know.
那他听到以后，他在。办公室里面就狂笑。
Then he told me he laughed so hard I go to the bathroom and continue to laugh, you know.
因为他笑的，因为觉得太好笑了，他必须到那个洗手间去。
But I know that time make him feel happy, you know, because he's going through a lot and stuff like that. So things like that really, you know, it's important, right? To know each other, to call each other, do something silly to make each other laugh.
那有的时候呢，我知道他那个礼拜过得很不好，所以我就想要。让他开心一点呢，那我们必须要了解对方，然后有的时候做一些比较疯狂的事情。
Yeah, it is a deliberate action that breaks the isolation and involves us with others.
那这种行为呢，就是让我们不再自我封闭，然后能够有机会跟其他的人互动。
This means deliberately we go out and do something.
那就是要走出去，然后做一些事情。
Don't wait for others to you know to call us to do something, but we do something.
不要等到别人为我们做什么，我们自己要做一些事情。
So that's why you know, as brothers and sisters, when we you know work with the younger people, when we know them well, then we know what makes them sad and what makes them happy.
那当然，如果我们更能够了解我们年轻的这些学生的时候呢，我们知道什么事情是为他们。让他们快乐，什么时候他们会悲伤
？Really, even sometimes when because our kids also get lonely and they get sad too, right?
那因为孩童呢，他们也会孤独，也会感到悲伤。
Even though sometimes I don't really like pizza, but I say let's go for pizza because all kids love pizza.
有的时候呢，我自己不喜欢吃 pizza， 但是因为我们知道小孩都喜欢 pizza， 就有的时候就说我们一起去吃 pizza。
And of course, most time I don't take my niece and nephew out to eat, right? Because they eat at home.
那我们多半时间呢不带我的侄子跟侄女出去用餐，我们都在家里吃。
And that's why I make it so special when we take them out to eat, and then they feel, you know, they feel bad and things like that.
那就是我们出去用餐的时候呢，要让他们感受到更好。
And sometimes my nephew, you know, because he misses mother a lot, right? Because you know he misses mother a lot.
因为侄子有的时候他很想念他的母亲。
And of course, he's alone a lot of time too.
那有的时候他也是一个人去蛮孤独的。
And I just say, oh, buddy, you know, let's put your homework on the side. Let's watch a movie together.
那我就说我们现在不要做功课了，我们来一起看个电影。
Okay. This too is a positive reaction to loneliness.
那这个对于在孤独的时候也是会是一个有帮助的。
A distraction.
那如果受到干扰。
Doing something to take our minds off.A sense of loneliness.
那做一个就是让我们做一些事情呢，让我们不觉得会孤独。
Such as going for a drive.
也许去开车。
But of course, if you feel so lonely, so depressed, maybe not to go for a drive.
那如果你真的是很忧郁的时候，真的很孤独的时候，不要去开车。
Maybe you drive off the road. That's not a good thing.
那如果你就会离开路了，不是。
Well, when you talk about when you feel like.You know, you have this loneliness and stuff like that. You not go to the point that it's a disorder, right?
那如果那时候还不是一种病症的时候呢，你可以去开车。
Of course, going shopping the same thing to conditional, right? Conditional.
当然去买东西呢也是有条件的。
Because sometimes wife say I'm depressed, I'm going shopping, then you be in big trouble when they come back.
那如果你的妻子跟你说我现在很忧郁，我要去买东西。那回来也许就很大的问题。
And going shopping is not only for clothing, but also for food, right? Sometimes we feel really hopeless, we feel sad, we go shopping for food, and then when we're not in the right mind, I say we buy so many things that we don't need, right?
那买东西的时候不只是买衣服，也许是买食物。有的时候我们心里不对的时候，就买一些很多不必要的东西。
You know, my wife, she loves like kitchen gadgets.
那传道娘很喜欢买一些厨具。
So she has a juicer.
她有一个果汁机。
With a microwave.
然后当然有一个微波炉，有一个面包机，然后可以。
Yeah, teapot thingy.
那可以一个茶壶。
And the teapot thingy, we have like the teapot that hold the hot water, the teapot that's for the small tea, and this ceramic teapot for the other thing, right? All about tea stuff.
有很多茶道的东西，有大茶壶、小茶壶，还有热茶壶。
Then one night she woke me up with this noise, like that.
今天晚上我听到一个噪音。
I like, what is that?
我说这个到底是什么
？And she had bought this machine, this vacuum seal thing. You know, it makes so much noise, right?
它是有一个能够 封真空袋的一个器具。
You guys know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我们是什么
？Yeah, that thing makes so much noise, especially when you do like 10, 11 o'clock at night, right?
如果十点、十一点呢，你要弄一个真空袋的话呢，有很多的噪音。
But for her, actually, this kind of stuff make her happy.
那这些事情呢，就让她感到很快乐。
And for me, it's fine.
对我来说，这个没有什么。
But now there's no more room in the counter, right? Everything is.
那现在我们所有在这个厨房的空间都没有了。
For me, I don't like to see things out.
对我来说，我不喜欢东西都摊在外面。
But because of love, it's okay. You know, she can have all these things out like it's fine.
但是因为爱的关系，这个没有什么关系，所以她可以把所有东西都摊在外面。
Because when I clean the house, she come home, she's like, "Woody, where's this? Woody, where's that?"
然后我收了房间以后，然后我就问我说：“这些东西，这个在哪里？那个在哪里？”我说：“我把它都收起来。”
But you know, things like this, so, so even as husband or wife go buy something, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
那如果丈夫的妻子去买一些东西呢？其实也不是什么大不了的事情。
Costco, you can in the Costco for a couple of years, you can return it back, right? I don't have policy now, but you know.
尤其你在 Costco 买的话呢，一两年你还是可以拿回去退。
Really, Costco is the best.Why? Because a lot of time when we buy things, you know, with emotion, then we can take it back after a couple of days later we don't like it.
那有的时候因为我们是很情绪化的去买这个东西，过几天就可以拿回去退。
And this is more a natural reaction and really only temporary solution.
那这个只是一种中性的方法，但是这只是一个短期的一种方法。
Chronic sadness.
那如果是长期的悲伤。
This is where one continues to feel badly and does nothing to positively impact the problem.
那这是一个人呢，他一直觉得说很不好，但也没有一个正面的方法来影响这个问题。
This can lead to a downward spiral of depression and often includes sleeping too much, overeating, and self-medicating.
那这个就可能是会到一个忧郁的程度，那也许会睡得太多，然后情绪不稳定。然后还有自我的用一些成药。
What we say self-medicating, what's that mean?
自我用药是什么意思呢？
Yes, using alcohol.
那这个就可以是酗酒。
Or in Hawaii, it's very popular is smoking pot.
那在夏威夷呢，就是用一些毒品。
Of course, sometimes people end up watching pornographic.
那有的时候是看一些色情的影片。
This is all different way to self-medicate.
那这是一种自我想要修复的一种方式。
And that kind of self-medicate, solution will really bring us into a deeper hole.
那如果是这样做的话呢，会让我们到更糟糕的情况。
Sorry, I have to go a bit quicker.
那现在要讲快一点。
For being lonely may be a symptom of a more serious problem.
一个人如果是孤独的话呢，有可能是更大的问题的一个开端。
Loneliness is being unaware of the one who is with us everywhere.
那孤独的话呢，就是不了解呢，有一个跟我们在一起，一直在各地的一个。
And this is very true.
这是很真的。
God is always with us.
神是一直跟我们同在。
No matter where we are.
不管我们在哪里。
I remember one time there's a brother, he just moved here from Taiwan.
我记得有位弟兄从台湾搬过来。
And he's only a teenager.
他只是一个十几岁的。
And he missed home so much.
他那时候真的是很想家。
But he came here to live with his uncle and auntie.
那他跟他的叔叔婶婶住。
But the environment is so different than Taiwan.
但是他的环境跟台湾是有很大的差异。
So he feels so sad, feels so lonely.
那他感到很悲伤，觉得很孤独。
And during one of the Sabbath,
在有一次安息日，
he prayed to God.
他跟神祷告说，
Say, God, please help me.
神，请你帮助。
I just feel so alone.
我真的感觉到很孤独。
And there's a man showed up.
那有一个人起来。
He dressed in white.
他看到一个白衣人，然后就把他拥抱在怀里。
And from that on, the young brother never feel alone again.
那在那之后呢，这位弟兄呢不感觉到孤独。
And he was so content.
那他都一直都很满足。
Because he knows that Jesus is with him.
因为他知道主耶稣基督跟他在一起。
So that's why for us we must be more positive.
那我们必须要有个正面的态度。
Many Christians suffer from loneliness because we are sitting instead of serving.
那很多基督徒呢，因为孤独呢，因为我们是坐着，我们没有去侍奉。
It's true because when we serve God, we always experience things.
因为当我们侍奉神的时候呢，我们都会感受到一些事情。
Just like when our Lord Jesus Christ turned the water into wine.
就好像主耶稣基督把水变成酒。
The one that served, the one that served, the one that do things what Jesus told them to do, and they're the one that knew.That Jesus wanted to perform that water to become wine.
那些耶稣要他们做事的这些人知道是耶稣把水变成酒的。
But no one else knew.
但是其他人都不了解。
只有他们知道。So when we serve God, actually quite often, there's so much joy to come to our heart.
但在侍奉神的时候呢，我们常常能够得到很大的喜乐。
How faith overcome loneliness?
那我们的信心怎么样让我们胜过这个孤独？
We must go back to, you know, to a very basic.
我们必须要回到基本面。
And that is, we have to realize that actually Jesus died for you and I.
我们必须要了解，主耶稣基督为你我受死。
Because Jesus died for us, He always going to be with us, and then we have this hope that one day we enter eternal life.
那因为他为我们受死，他永远跟我们在一起，那我们也有这样的盼望，可以得到永生。
Paul explained that Jesus' ministry was one of reconciliation.
那保罗解释呢，主耶稣基督的他的传道呢，是让能够和好的。
So we should not feel hopeless.
我们不能感觉到是没有盼望的。
Jesus offered Himself as the only way to God.
主耶稣基督呢，让他成为献祭。
This is kind of positive thing that you and I must have.
这是你我应当基督徒应该有的正面的一种想法。
When we are down and out, when we feel lonely,
然后我们感觉很低潮的时候，或者我们感觉孤独的时候，
we must go back to the source.
我们必须要回到源头。
And the same thing for the young people.
这个对年轻人也是一样的。
When they feel alone, when they feel that no one cares, stuff like that, don't buy them more toys.
那当他们孤独的时候呢，也不要给他们买更多的玩具。
But rather sit down with them, read the word of God to them, and pray with them.
然后跟他们坐下来，跟他们一起读神的话语，跟他们一起祷告。
When we keep Jesus' commandment, we are assured of the abiding presence of both the Father and the Son.
那当我们如果守主耶稣的诫命呢，我们就知道我们有神跟父跟子的同在。
So what do we mean by this?
这表示的是什么？
Actually, when we follow God's commandment,
当我们遵守神的诫命，
it brings so much joy to our heart.
那对我们心里面会得到很多的喜乐。
When we follow God's commandment,
当我们遵守神的诫命，
we never feel alone, right? Because we feel that Jesus is always with us.
那我们就不会感到悲伤，我们不会感到孤独，因为我们觉得主耶稣基督跟我们在一起。
And I think too, I mean, Jesus add people to the church. This is something we should bring us joy.
主耶稣基督带人到教会，这也是可以让我们喜乐的。
And that's why you can see in the book of Acts when they begin to work together, serve God together, and then everyone filled with joy.
那我们可以看到，在使徒行传里面呢，因为大家有同心的工作呢，所以每个人都很喜乐。
And the church is also described as God's house. This is family.
那这个教会也只是神的家，也指的是个家庭。
Even though maybe some of us we are by ourselves, but we also have a family, you know, a spiritual family in church.
虽然有的时候我们也许是单身在这里呢。但是教会是一个家庭。
That's why Jesus told Peter what his disciple would enjoy in this lifetime.
所以主耶稣基督告诉彼得，他的使徒呢，在今生会享受到什么？
He described much the church family.
那因为有一个教会是你的家庭。
He teaches us to pray, which builds companionship with God.
教导我们要祷告呢，能够跟神建立一个关系。
And to pray always and never to lose heart.
然后要一直祷告，不要失去信心。
And we of course we must, you know, we also can pray to God in secret.
那我们也可以独自跟他祷告。
And we can be one with Him.
那能够个人跟他来做祷告。
And He teaches to serve, which builds companionship with others.
他教导我们要怎么来侍奉呢？也可以跟其他人建立关系。
Of course, if we have a positive way to serve God, and then the service too become very sweet.
那如果说我们有个正面的态度来侍奉神呢，这个侍奉就会变得很甜美。
But when we work with others, we are not in unity. We are fighting stuff like that. Also can bring a lot of stress, a lot of burden.
那如果我们跟人一同工作的时候呢，如果不能同心呢，也会给我们很多的问题，很多的这个压力。
Very quickly in the last couple of slides.
我们最后几个投影片会讲得比较快。
And hopefully now we can understand more about loneliness.
我们现在希望能够多了解一些有关于孤独的事情。
Loneliness is not a choice.
孤独呢不是你的选择。
But as Christian, we must make it a choice.
但是基督徒呢，我们必须要把它当作一种选择。
If we can make it as a choice, then we choose not to feel alone.
那我们不要感受到我们是孤独的。
And if we have a choice,
那如果我们有个选择，
we also can choose for our younger brothers and sisters not to be alone.
那我们可以跟我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹，也不要他们能够是感受到孤独。
We teachers, we once in a while just call our kids up out of nowhere.
那有的时候，如果是宗教教育老师，就打电话给你的学生。
Even you talk to them for 2-3 minutes.
也许只是跟他们讲两分三分钟的话。
And when they hear your voice, they'll be very happy.
他们听到你的声音呢，他们会很高兴。
So this is, you know, to avoid them from being alone.
那这就是避免他们会感受到孤独。
Okay. So So praise and thank God that all of us can come here this morning to worship God together.
感谢赞美神，我们都能在这里能够来这里敬拜他。
And hopefully, you know, maybe to the, I think the next time I come here, we can have the seminar on the book of Job.
那在下次我来的时候呢，我们会有一个讲习会呢来。讨论约伯书
and after that we can, you know, we can do something on a different type of disorders or different type of difficulties.
那我们就可以讨论一些有关于这方面的一些问题一些困难
like for example overcoming depression.
那怎么样来胜过忧郁症
overcoming anger.
怎么样胜过这个情绪控制的问题
fear,
怎么样控来控制胜过这个惧怕
you know, overcome, you know, discontentment,
然后或者是对于不满的话那怎么样胜过呢
to help us to be a more well-rounded person.
那这个呢会让我们能够成为一个比较健全的一个人
and the more that you and I are familiar with it we also can help our brothers and sisters around us also to be
你我如果更了解这些呢我们也可以帮能够来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
But we know the solution is always Christ Jesus.
但我们知道解决的方法呢，永远是主耶稣基督。
We read His word and we pray.
我们读他的话语，我们祷告。
But when we are weak to the point we cannot get to that point, then we must rely on brothers and sisters.
那当有的时候呢，我们太软弱，没有办法达到这个这点的时候呢，我们必须要靠我们的弟兄姐妹。
So we praise and thank God, kneel down and pray together.
我们感谢赞美神，我们一同跪下祷告。